Hey Universe, welcome back to Power and Grace Radio. This is your host, JJ. This episode, I get to chat with a good friend of mine, Britton Rogo. He's the MC at CrossFit Games, Granite Games, Wadapalooza, a whole bunch more. You can hear his voice if you're in the crowd. He's also owner of Honor Your Barbell, very awesome gym in Springfield, Missouri. They have some cool stuff going on there. And he's also marketing director at Driven Nutrition. So obviously this guy is all in our community. So give it a listen and enjoy. Mr. Brenton, what is up?
Hey, what's up, brother? How you doing?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm doing all right. Busy time of year, but I'm holding strong.
Dude, you were, what does this look like for you? Are you like avoiding all the media about the CrossFit Games? Are you like, you're diving in? Like, what does it look like to you like a week out?
You know, we had a little conversation before we kind of got started today. And, you know, I try to not get too wrapped up in the hype of what's about to happen. My anxiety will start going through the roof if I start looking and prepping too far in advance and get a little stressed out. I do love the hype. I think they're going to do some really cool stuff this year. I have gotten a little bit of behind the scenes stuff through my contact so far, and I'm excited about the season. But like I said, I can't get too deep into it till next week when it's game time.
Yeah, that's awesome. I feel like I'm always super fascinated with like commentators. Are you like, since you're kind of in that game, do you like, no matter what sport you're watching, are you just constantly grading commentators?
Yeah, you know, like for my role, it's a little bit different, of course, because I'm a live announcer. So it's a little hard to explain to people. So when they're like, oh, you're going to do the CrossFit Games this year, I'm like, yeah. They're like, oh, are you going to be on CBS? And I'm like, not quite. You know?
Right. But so, I think your gig is harder because, like, you don't have like a note sheets right here in front of you and TV screens all around and, like, you know, someone feeding your stuff like constantly. Like, you have to keep a whole crowd going right there.
Right. And one big part that I think all of us on the team take very seriously is this could be the first time anybody sees competitive CrossFit. So they could literally have no idea what's going on. So imagine like going to an NBA game or an NFL game and never have seen the sport in your life. You know, you have no idea what's going on, what the movements are, who's winning, who's losing, when does it end, you know?
Right.
And so those are kind of the aspects of our job that are a lot different than the TV guys. You know, the TV, like you mentioned, they have the graphics, they have kind of the backing as far as that goes. But for us, you know, it's right there, it's live, and we got to make sure that the full experience is understood. And that means who's winning, what the purpose of the workout is, you know, name pronunciation, standard, like understanding what the standards are and how to communicate those to somebody who doesn't know what a snatch is, who doesn't know what a clean and jerk is, you know, things like that.
Yeah, that's a really good point. 'Cause like, I mean, for example, I went with my local gym here to like, we went to like a local pro soccer game, and I'm a soccer guy, but like for half the group, first ever pro soccer game, but it's not that hard to explain. I'm like, hey, you know, like they got to go that way. They're going that way. Can't really kick anybody or trip them. Cool.
Right.
But like every event is different for you. And so you have to put that out there. That's going to be an interesting challenge.
Yeah, when you start talking about reps and time domains and, you know, all that stuff, they're just like, wait, what? Like, how many times? I thought they were just doing that. I thought they were done. You know, there's a lot of confusion. So what I always try to think of, you know, my parents aren't CrossFitters. So it's like, how would I explain the event or the workout to my parents? You know, somebody that have no idea anything about fitness, how would I explain it to them? So that's usually what I try to do. Now, the games is a little bit more of a fun environment, and I've honestly kind of cut my load down as far as events throughout the year. But, you know, now it's just more about providing that experience, not only for the athlete, but of course for the fans as well.
Yeah. I say you at like, Wadapalooza, but that's like so much fun. You can't lose you there. You're not cutting that out yet, are you?
Oh, no.
All right.
So the main ones that I've really kind of become a staple to are, Wadapalooza, regionals, the games, and I really enjoyed Granite Games up in St. Cloud. A fun one. I think John does a great job there. And every once in a while, I'll slide another one or two in there. But you know, it's a lot of work, and it's a craft that I've spent a lot of time on. And you know, I'm kind of the point now where as far as my vision with that career, it's pretty close to where I want it to be. As far as, you know, I don't want to necessarily go any further, and there's not really much further for me to go.
You're doing every major one right now.
Yeah, this is my third year at the games. You know, I think it's going to be my fifth or sixth year at Wadapalooza. Same with Granite. So, you know, like to get those opportunities, I definitely don't take them for granted. But now I'm kind of the point where I like to focus my energy on some other things.
And I will say. I think you do an awesome job, and it's easy to see, like, you know, you go to some other competitions, and I've been, you know, even some large scale, and I'm not going to call anybody out, but like, I've been to large scale ones, that maybe not quite the quality of the team that you guys kind of stick with. And man, it just makes it so much of a difference. Like the crowd and everything else, I think it can make a huge difference. Or even when you get a really big event and they don't like have an MC on that event, it's almost weird now. Like, it's weird. Right. Like, you're watching a competition and you're not hearing anything. It's almost strange.
Right. And part of being a professional, you know, in any capacity, whether you're a business owner or you do announcing for live events, is like knowing your worth, you know. And I think that over the last couple of years, I have seen exactly what you're talking about. You know, I've been an athlete at competitions. I've been a spectator. And we make the event in a lot of different ways. You know, not, right. You know, programming is important. Venue is important. But that live presentation of what's going on in that moment is a huge part. And I think that, you know, making sure that our value is matched, you know, with the value of the event, I think that's been an important part here the last couple of years.
Yeah. And, you know, everybody that, especially at maybe a smaller competition, you know, not the games, everybody there is probably there because, you know, somebody that they know, or, you know, from their gym, or somebody that they've been a fan of for a long time. And so you want to hear like their name called out over a speaker, or, you know, they take a lead and you want like everybody else to know that they're in the lead. So I think that brings an important live aspect too. And when it's absent, it's almost strange now.
Yeah. And that's where like the games are very different from like a Wadapalooza or Granite games. There's going to be a lot of people at both of those, you know, Wadapalooza and Granite, where, you know, there's just parents coming to cheer their families on, right, or cheer their daughters on and stuff. And, you know, once you make it to a regional games level, a lot of those people, they know what's going on. You know, you don't spend the time and the energy to go to those events without, you know, having a little bit of backing as far as what his CrossFit is, unless, you know, once again, a family member's competing, but you still kind of at least have a general idea of what's going on. But, you know, like those scaled or intermediate divisions at Wadapalooza and Granite, and both of those competitions have done a good job of involving both, you know, elite athletes and, you know, just the everyday Joes, if that's what you want to call them. But it's our job to give them the full experience regardless of who they are. And so, you know, that takes it's taken a lot of work. It's taken a craft. And I feel like I always try to improve. I try and do more. I try to do a better job every single event. And that's kind of got me to the point where I am now.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. I never really thought about it. Like, you know, you go to a crowd at, say, we're in Miami, and because, you know, there's so many, you know, there's beginner and intermediate and adaptive and all these people, it is kind of funny to walk through the crowd versus, like, a regionals or games. Because, like, you know, there's definitely people who've never been in this environment before. So that's kind of funny now that you brought that up, that, you know, you can tell, like, the people who are kind of walking around just like eyes glazed over because there's four stages going on and music and people wearing no clothes just walking around.
That's and some funny. Crazy dude screaming into a microphone.
Right. He's got colored hair. It's just, right. He's wearing a crop top or something. It's like, oh, okay.
100%. 100%. Love it.
Yeah. This is the, man, this is like the second episode I get to say crop top, because I had Matt Rattay on in the last episode. So he's the king of crop top.
There you go.
Oh, man. That's funny. I saw you, I guess I did see you last there at Wadapalooza. You even get to peek at our little weightlifting face off, say, up in the corner while I was on the floor for that one.
Yeah, dude, you guys do a really cool event. You know, since me and Nicole obviously have gotten together and now evolving to where now we own our own facility and things like that, you know, seeing the weightlifting world is something I never knew anything about, to be honest. You know, I the only way I was introduced to it was through CrossFit. And now that I see it, man, I have a great deal of respect for it. I do kind of like the old school traditional side of it. I think that it's kind of it's very cool and almost in a more professional way than sometimes CrossFit can be. And like I said, I've learned to really love the sport. I love to coach it. And it's been a huge component for what me and Nicole have done with our platforms up to this point.
Yeah, we have a blast out there. So that's always cool, because it's kind of like adding your element to weightlifting. I think that's what's cool. It's like, you know, we have the lights and, you know, the people on the, with the mics on the floor and the crowd, where that's completely opposite of what you said, like the traditional weightlifting competition. So it kind of makes it fun to be out there.
Right. And it gets the CrossFit community, you know, excited about that side of it. And I know that that's been something that's kind of been accounted for the last couple of years, but you know, events like that are only going to make it better on both sides.
Right. So what time, when do you get to Madison?
So I'm going to head out the 31st. So they get us there on Tuesday. We'll kind of get some briefings, some meetings at that time through Wednesday. And then, put our heads down and go, for the 4 days.
Yeah, it's gotta be such a crazy 4 days. Like when you're just walking off on Sunday, you gotta have nothing left in the tank.
Yeah. You know, the weekend as a whole it's a great experience. You know, I always tell people, you know, I have the best seat in the house. I'm right there front and center. Luckily for us, HQ does a really good job, especially at the games, of making sure that we're taken care of, not only, you know, getting water or whatever we need as far as that stuff goes, but also, you know, giving the workloads that make sense. This year they did a great job of just assigning us specific age groups. Hey, when these guys go, you're going to be on. And, that makes the days much, much more manageable. It's not necessarily, I'll be honest, like a Wodapalooza Granite, we're 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. almost every single day.
Right.
Where, you know, regionals and games, it's a little more scheduled as far as help. You know, we have a couple more MCs that are available, and there's just not, there is just as much, if not more, going on at the games. It's just organized a little bit differently because of the staff that they bring along with HQ. So by Sunday, you said it, man, I'm pretty smoked. You run off of adrenaline for most of the weekend. And once you're done, though, you're still kind of on that high. I would say the worst day is Monday. You know, you wake up, a lot of times you got to catch flights early in the morning, and that's where the struggle bus comes.
Yeah, there would be no celebrating on Sunday or anything.
No, not me. Never. No, I don't really like to have a good time.
Yeah, yeah. I don't think that we've ever hung out after a sun went down, right? I don't think.
Not that I can remember. You know, and honestly, to be honest with you, Jay, like that's been one of my things the last 2 years. Is I'll tell you what, I used to go to events. I used to either MC them or be a part of them, and I would cash it out. You know, it was like clock in, clock out. And what I found is I really wasn't getting much out of the event. And what I mean by that is, you know, the relationships I was building were, there wasn't a lot of water getting put on the plant. Right. And so what I kind of started doing is putting myself out there and staying out late. And, you know, I'm not going to go get bombed if I have to work the next day. Right. But, you know, taking the extra couple hours and going to dinner with, you know, some friends, or, you know, that's how I've made a lot of my connections and a lot of my mentors. That's how that started was me going, hey, what are you guys doing after the event today? And yeah, I'm smoked. I've been MCing all day, but if I don't take the time then to, you know, potentially pursue that relationship a little bit harder, a lot of the stuff that has happened the last couple of years wouldn't have happened.
Yeah. I don't even know if I would have a podcast or maybe even this job if I didn't stay out after the night.
I don't think I even know any people right now, right?
Yeah, I wouldn't have.
I mean, yeah. The whole reason we're here is because we went to an event together and we talked and we hung out, and then we both stayed late and we're like, yeah, this dude's cool, and right. and the rest is kind of history. But if I would have just clocked it in and been like, okay, the event's done at 6:00, time to go home, like, I wouldn't have been out till 4:00 in the morning with you. So,
was it 4? Oh God.
I don't know if it was.
It was something. It was not. It's not early, but it was a great time. And we had some cool people.
So without putting yourself out there and doing that, you know, that was something I was missing. And I remember leaving events thinking, oh yeah, that was cool, but like nothing would really come of it other than just a paycheck and me clocking in. And so, like I said, the last 2 years, I've really made it a point to put myself out there. And Granite Games last year was actually the first time that I really kind of did that. And it was hilarious because people that had been on staff, I worked that event like 4 years, and some of the main people on staff, like, had no idea I was so much fun. I guess I'm fun. I didn't know that. But they're like, okay. Yo, like, where have you been? You know, like, what? Where's this personality coming from? And you know, don't get me wrong. It takes me a little bit to get to know somebody and kind of open up. But I was not doing that. And so what it was causing is a lack of relationships. And now I have all these people that when I opened my business or when I need help with training or stuff like that, I have all these people I can reach out to all over the world. And it's given a lot of opportunity, which has been really cool.
So how did you get started down the MC path?
I love this story.
Yes. Perfect.
I get questioned this all the time. So I used to work at a great facility called CrossFit Kings Point in Orlando, Florida. And we were getting ready to do an event just there at the gym. So they were messing around with the mic setup. Somehow, some way we got a mic set up. And it's the 9 a.m. class. And I had been to a couple CrossFit competitions, so I kind of got the gist of what goes down at those. And so I just grabbed the microphone, and we've got probably 6 or 7 moms about to do a rowing workout. And somebody puts, you know, typical, somebody puts on their phone, hits the record button, and I start going down the line, introducing them like they're professional wrestlers and just kind of being goofy about it and having a good time. Well, that video got a little traction, like, oh, you should do this. That was so funny. Like, you actually could be pretty good at it, yada, yada, yada. Well, fast forward about another month or so, and we were helping Mike Osuna, who's a good friend of mine. He was getting ready to do an event. It was called the Disney Fit Challenge, I think is what it was called. And CrossFit Kings Point was a big component of that event as far as volunteers and helping out and stuff. So as one of the coaches there, of course, like, I have to volunteer for the weekend. So I have a conversation with Mike, and I'm like, hey man, I'm not counting reps. Like, sorry, bro. Like, you got to give me something else to do. I'm not going to stand there and count reps. And he's like, well, what else can you do? And I said, just give me a mic and I'll make the rest happen. And so I emceed at ESPN Wild World of Sports in Orlando. That was my first event ever. And you know, I just jumped in the water. I don't know how well I swam, but, I did the best I could, and the rest is kind of history. I started getting an event after event, and just kind of built my circle, built the guys around me, got to know some of the guys that were already higher up in the field, and became friends with those guys. And like I said, from that, the rest is history. One thing I do want to bring up is the grind. You know, I have a lot of people that they say, oh, you know, I want to do it so bad. Like, bro, you don't know how many events I did that were like so bad. Right, like yes. at the beginning, and I'm not saying just bad on like me, like I sucked, but like the vet sucked.
Right,
but you know, I was continuing, and I didn't get paid a lot of them, you know, and so people always ask me, well, how do you get started? You know, it's like you volunteer and you show up and you book your own trip to Miami to do Wadapalooza. You go to a local gym that 10 people are competing, and you MC like you're at Madison, you know, and. And that's ultimately kind of what I did. You know, I did that for about 2 years. Dylan Malinsky saw me at one of the events that I emceed. It was Extreme Box Throwdown or something, which was one of the craziest competitions I've ever done. Can you imagine a 10-person team, 5 guys, 5 girls?
God, what?
Yes. And I was the only MC for the whole weekend. That was one that I look back at and I'm like, oh, how did I even do that? But anyways, you know, that was where I made that connection. Dylan's like, dude, you got to do Wadapalooza, but, you know, we're not at the point right now where we can pay you. But, dude, you got to do it. And I remember just, you know, sucking it up, gathering up my pennies, and I made it happen. And it ended up being that year at Wadapalooza ended up being the year that just kind of made everything else happen. So people always ask me, how do you do it? How do you get in? Man, just put your – stop talking about it. Stop asking about it. Like, start Googling CrossFit events. You see a CrossFit event pop up. Hit them up. Hey, do you guys need any volunteers on the mic? Like, I would love to do it.
I mean, you saw my first event. I think I tagged you in it. Was the when I did that kids competition?
Yeah,
it was awesome.
You gave me a little love. I like that.
Yes. Yeah, it was a blast because it was a bunch of parents and they had no idea what was happening, and their kids are out here just running around. But it was like 50 kids out here. And it was so much fun. Oh man.
Yeah. What did you think? Was it what you expected?
Oh, I had a blast. I loved it. I loved every piece of it. I mean, yeah, it was like hard and you're like thinking and it was like mentally draining, but I had so much fun.
Yeah. It's a really cool job. It's a lot of fun, just to say the least.
That's awesome. So speaking on that, you also got a new profession. You got a big boy job right now. You you opened a gym. Yeah. That's crazy. Who even does that?
I tell you what, man, it's been a vision of mine for a really long time. I would say upwards of 5 or 6 years. I just never knew what it was going to look like. You know, you coach at different facilities and you learn from those owners and how the different facilities are ran, and you take things that you like, things you don't like. And eventually what we did is we came up with our own concept. You know, Nicole's been doing this for just about as long as I have, you know, in that 5 or 6 year window. And when we had the opportunity to kind of open up this facility, it was, okay, like, we'll do it, but we're going to do it different than anybody else ever has. And there's a lot of aspects of our gym that still don't make sense to people. I think as humans, we try to categorize everything to make it easy to understand. You know, we're not a CrossFit gym. We're not a weightlifting gym. We're not a 24-hour fitness. We're not a personal training studio. We're Honor Your Barbell. And it's truly matured itself into its own thing. And I tell you what, man, it's working. And we have a lot of members that are getting just unbelievable results. Nicole's done a great job on the nutrition side, taking her business platform of Honor Your Nutrition and using that to help our members grow and get the results that they're looking for. And you know, it's a lot of work. Actually, I would say it's about what I expected as far as, you know, how much time I've had to put into it up to this point. But you know, I couldn't be happier. There's something about cleaning a gym, even if it's late night, staying after, and then being done and looking around and going like, I did this, like, this is, we built this, you know? And I think that's been a huge blessing. I've learned a ton and I'm excited to see where it goes.
Yeah. I think, you know, it's a lot, like you said, on the, like, people who really want to do MC work. Right. And it's like, you know, I've opened two gyms at this point, right? Opened one, sold my first one, opened a second one. And it's like, yeah, it's definitely most definitely like the hardest thing I've ever done. And it'll probably be the hardest thing I ever will do. You know, I've done firefighting and hard ass ranch work, and doesn't matter. Like, this is by far the most challenging thing. But it is those grinds behind the hours people don't see, but you know, you don't have to be a martyr about it either. Right. Like, cause you're so proud of it. It doesn't matter. Right. I'll do the extra hours. I'm the one up here at 11 p.m., you know, unclogging a toilet. But it's like, yeah, but this is my space. And a lot of people just want to open the gym, don't see that. But whenever I saw that you were opening yours, I was pretty pumped, man. I thought that was going to be pretty cool. Because I know you've been inside that two-brain business mentoring family a little bit, where you can see some of the inside stuff of some of the best gym owners in the world. So I knew you'd have a good platform to kick off on.
Yeah, 100%. And you know what was kind of the crazier part, and it still is the crazy part, is me and Nicole saw a full-time job. So, you know, I'm working at Driven full-time still, and she's working and doing her nutrition business full-time too. So, you know, there has been juggling. There has been long days. Like you said, you know, there's days that I come into the building at 6 a.m. and I'm not leaving the building until 11 p.m. There's a lot of that, you know, especially at the beginning. And like you said, there's nothing harder than that, but there's also nothing more rewarding than that. And now, you know, seeing where we opened in March, so we're a handful of months in now, and seeing the results and seeing kind of the platform now we have, not only with our members, but inside of the people who are intertwined with what we're doing here. You know, it's been really cool. We had USAW come a couple of weeks ago. They did a cert, you know, and just finding more and more ways to make our facility better, because the goal is to help people. You know, we want to change people's lives. We want to make them more healthy. And you said it, the mentors around me, the people I've been able to kind of connect with, have guided me in the right way to make it almost seamless. You know, it hasn't been as hard as far as recruiting memberships and things like that, because I had such a solid base from day one. We both did, me and Nicole, and we knew exactly what we wanted to do, and we were going to do it. And we knew that it was going to work. And there's not really any other way to put it. And it has up to this point. And like I said, we're excited to keep growing and keep going.
Yeah. Well, we obviously, we're both terrible at plugs. So tell everybody like where your gym actually is.
Yeah. So we're located in Springfield, Missouri. We're on the south side. It's called Honor Your Barbell. The concept behind Honor Your Barbell and Honor Your Nutrition is, you know, honoring the bodies God gave us. So the goal of the facility is simply that. As far as a plug, you know, honoryourbarbell.com, at honoryourbarbell, far as Instagram handle, Facebook, things like that. We do a podcast. You know, we try to not create one thing that's big with us is not just creating content just to create it, but creating content that's valuable, and not only just valuable to our members, but potentially valuable to other gym owners or other coaches and things like that. We did a squat 101 series, which was, it was really cool. We talked about, you know, all the ins and outs of a squat, not necessarily like, oh, you should coach it like this, but like, hey, not everybody should squat past parallel. And people like went nuts. They were like, I've never heard that before in my life, you know? And it was cool, you know, to get our coaches involved with that and having those conversations, and then being able to put it out there with myself and Nicole's platforms to potentially help other coaches throughout the nation. So that's kind of my plug. And like I said, we are just building it, man, building the dream. You know what that's all about.
Yeah, absolutely. And tell everybody, just because I know we spent so much time because the games are coming up on the MC side of it, but you are a full-time dude over there at Driven, and you guys got some cool stuff going on too.
Yeah. I love my job here at Driven. You know, it's something I'm very passionate about. I'm my role is technically marketing and media director, but, what we do is way more than that. We like to consider ourselves more of a consulting, group as far as the retail side goes. So what we're doing is we're involved with an affiliate with all affiliates across the nation. We are affiliate exclusive. So what that means is our supplements can only be sold inside of CrossFit gyms. And our goal with that, it's also available, online in Amazon. I want to throw that in there too. But our main goal is to give the opportunity for the affiliates to succeed on the retail side. And I think a lot of that, a lot of that comes into play. That is not just, hey, here's our supplements, go sell them. But you know, hey, what's your gym all about? What's your community about? Okay. Like, how can these products help benefit them? How can you have those conversations? How can your coaches have those conversations? And really just kind of getting everybody on board, because as you know, as a business owner, you know, that can be a huge component, of your gym. You know, it's a great revenue source. It brings up, you know, the member value immediately if they're buying, you know, extra things, whether it's shirts, whether it's protein, whether it's Fit Aid, Kilcliff, whatever it may be. And so what we try to do is, you know, kind of implement some systems that help those guys. A lot of business owner or gym owners don't really know the ins and outs as far as how to do retail. So we try to guide them and walk them along that process. And like I said, our goal is to help them succeed, because if they succeed, then ultimately we're going to succeed as well as a company. And I think we've done a great job of that so far. And like I said, I really enjoy what I do out here. It challenges me every day. It's new, and it's given me, like I said, a lot of opportunity. So I'm down for it. I love it.
You know, it's kind of funny how we see so many people like in our circles, whatever those circles are just like in so many different aspects of this thing. Right. So like, you know, you're gym owning, and then you're also doing the MC, but you know, you're working for, you know, a company like Driven, and, you know, it's like some of these guys, like so many multifaceted are around this industry, but it's like, it's, I don't know if it's like passion can't get enough of it, or you find something you like and you just, we don't want to go do other boring jobs anymore.
I think
something like that. Right. I have no idea.
Yeah. I think everything you said, you know, when I got fresh out of college, I went into a sales job. I wore a shirt and tie every day. And like, I think about sitting in that cubicle now and wearing a shirt and tie every day, and like, I will never do that again. Like, I will live in my car before that happens, you know? And so it's I kind of take it as my responsibility to not be complacent, you know, just because I'm seen as, has given me certain opportunities, or open a gym has given me certain opportunities. That doesn't mean I need to stop there. You know, if I have a bigger vision and I have the skill set and the capacity to handle that kind of stuff, like, why stop? You know, I tease the girls, our coaches downstairs, you know, guys, I don't want to coach. Like, I didn't open this gym to be a full-time coach. Like, that is not my passion.
I think Chris Cooper says you don't open you're not supposed to open your gym to buy yourself a job.
Right. And that's like, he couldn't have said it better for me. Like, I coach now, of course, you know, we're still kind of in the grinding phase, getting our systems figured out, stuff like that. And so it's important for me to be involved with a lot of that. But it was funny. We just hired a new coach. She's doing a great job. And she kind of heard me say that yesterday, like, wait, you don't want to coach? And you could tell, like, she was kind of taken back by it. She's like, well, what do you want to do? And I was like, I want to provide an opportunity for you and Nicole to where you can grow this into whatever you guys want it to be. I was like, it's my job just to help you guys get there. And so same kind of thing with driven, you know, I have a skill set for what I do here. And if I were just to sit back and wait for Jason, who's kind of my main boss here, to just tell me things to do and then just, you know, follow whatever he says, you know, my capacity and my skill set won't truly be met. And so we've had some good conversations of me just ultimately taking the wheel and just going. And I've done that with my business. I've done that on the MC side and here on the marketing side. So I think that it takes personal growth. It takes a lot of time and effort, but this year up to this point, I kind of had a theme going into this year. It was hashtag be the fuel. And man, I've done it. It's worn me out sometimes. But you know, the fruits of my labor are already kind of showing. It just makes me more excited to do more things and to find more ways that I can help people and help other people, help myself, help my family, and provide, you know.
That's awesome stuff, man. I know you're obviously a busy dude, but I think we got some good info out. I'm excited. It's games time. I'm pumped.
Yes. Are you going to be out there?
I will not be out there this year. We'll have some peeps out there. I know we got Big Phil, one of our guys, is out there as a Masters this year, competing, cool, throwing it down. So we'll have some out there. But we'll for sure, the Wadapalooza planning is already starting to happen. So that's probably where we'll find you next. We'll have to track you down and do this in person on the next one.
Dude, I would love it. You guys are doing a great job. Like I said, I get out a lot out of everything you guys are doing, and I appreciate you guys a lot.
Cool, man. All right. Well, everybody find it. Where can they find you, follow you? Because I'm sure you'll have some sick stories on the Instagram and everything over the next week. Yeah. It'll be a fun follow.
Yeah, for sure. Instagram's the easiest one. I_am_Brenton, Brenton 7. And yeah, we'll have some fun with the stories and get you some behind the scenes stuff.
Absolutely, man. All right. We'll chat with you later.
Cool. Sounds good, buddy.
Hey everyone, thanks again for giving us a listen. Please head over and subscribe, iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, wherever you're listening to it. If you found this on social media, share that with your friends. Love to hear you guys' feedback. Again, if you want to follow Brenton, that's I_am_Brenton7. His gym at Honor Your Barbell. Check that out if you're in that Springfield area. Driven Nutrition is at Driven Nutrition, and he will be at the CrossFit Games this weekend. So if you're heading out there, give him a shout. Let him know you listen to this and enjoy. I am at Texas JJ if you want to follow me on Instagram, at Power and Grace Performance. Always stuff we're pushing out, weightlifting, CrossFit, even got some nutrition going on. So check it out, and we will see you guys next time.